Praise the Lord, because I remember when I was learning how to play the banjo and somebody asked Mom, they said, well, how's he doing? I said, well, he's doing better. I said, I can tell when he's playing and tuning now. So anyway, I'm so thankful to be here. I tell you, I love the song so far. Why did Jesus die for me? Sister Rebecca, that was beautiful. And are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? That's the question for all of us today, folks. Every one of us today. I want to read this one scripture. It just touches my heart. It says, and it came to pass, this is Matthew 9 and 10. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. I tell you, this is something that it just amazes me that Jesus would sit down and associate with sinners and love them and have compassion on them. And again, that's a message for all of us today. And there's a picture of the last Passover that Jesus did. You see that all the time at Easter. But I was very curious what it looked like, perhaps, when Jesus sat down and talked with the sinners and the publicans. And here we have a portrait that I found of all the ones that I saw on the screen. This one, to me, what I thought was the best one of all, because it represents something that I think is amazing in this time and age. Because here we have the master teacher of them all, Jesus the Master, the Savior of the world. Now, they don't know this quite yet, but he's going to be giving his life for each and every one of them in this room and all of us in this room. But here we have a diverse group of people. We have Jesus, of course, the master teacher. And we have some disciples who are in training. You know, I can say that about a lot of us. A lot of disciples in training. And maybe we got some future disciples coming along. Because here we have a group of publicans. They were the tax collectors. They were the hated people of the society. And it's always interesting how the scripture refers to them as publicans and sinners. It never mixes the two. It always says publicans and sinners. And the fact is, these were the outcasts of society. People who didn't want to be associated with. These were the people you would never think that you would want to keep company with at all. Now, you know, I could go through a whole litany of people who we would might shun even, that we might not even want to associate ourselves with. People who might be homeless. They might be dirty. They may not smell very good. People who are addicts, you know, they do drugs. They run through these struggles of trying to live day by day. And maybe they need someone to tell them about Jesus. Because here we have the master teacher up here who is telling them about the kingdom of God. And telling them what it takes to go into that kingdom of God. And I like the picture because they seem to be so interested. Jesus is the center of attention in this diverse crowd. And so in this very diverse crowd, we have people, again, who are lonely in society. People who nobody wants to associate with. Nobody wants to be with. Nobody wants to be seen with them. Keeping company. And if you do, you too might become an outcast. But you know something? Jesus broke all the rules. Jesus broke all the rules, and he kept company with these sinners and with these tax collectors. And guess what? They listened to him. They listened to him. It was a time of fellowship with people who were about to come home. Today we celebrate homecoming, 2018. Can you believe it? 2018. We celebrate homecoming, and we want to welcome each and every one of you here, because I think this picture represents every one of us in here. We have Jesus in this church who is the center of attention. I hope through each and every ministry that is in this church that Jesus will always be the center of attention, for he is Lord. Sister Rebecca, I don't know why he died for me. I could say with David, I'm a worm, you know, and I can say with Paul, I feel like I'm the chief of all sinners. I'm the worst. of all sinners, what Paul said. And here he was an apostle who worked miracles, and he still thought of himself as a chief of all sinners. So here we have such a diverse group of people. We have Jesus at the center. We worship him. Now, I did this during Wednesday, and I want everybody to do this too. I don't know how many people, I don't want to see a show of hands, but if you go to the ball game, like baseball or football, a lot of us would cheer our lungs out to the point to where we can't even talk the next morning. We're so hoarse. So on the count of three, I want everybody to cheer for the Lord by saying, praise the Lord. One, two, three. Praise the Lord. Ah, doesn't it feel good? Doesn't it feel good? He's worthy of all praise. He deserves all praise. He died for each and every one of us. Now, sometimes we don't internalize that. We don't know what that quite means to us yet. But at some point, God will open up our eyes and our hearts and to realize that Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father, to heaven. And the Bible says that eye hasn't seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what waits on the other side. Folks, I'm ready to go to the real homecoming. I hope that you have a great time of fellowship today. I hope that you will extend a hand to those you haven't seen in quite a while. Maybe there's people here who are still holding on to things that may have been said or done, but today is a time to make a reconnect with each other and that we could love one another. Jesus Christ said, by this you shall know that you're my disciple, for that ye have love for one to another. So I pray for each and every one of you to think on these things, that Jesus is willing, not just willing, he's eager. He's eager to eat with sinners. He's eager to welcome you in this place. We welcome you here today. You know, whether you're a disciple in training, or whether you're a future disciple in the making, Jesus welcomes you here. We welcome you here. And we hope you have a great time in fellowship and a great time in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.